And I'll be honest with you. Until I saw the Ramban, I don't think I ever understood. Ramban says something mind-blowing. Ramban says, I want to read the pasuk carefully. The pasuk doesn't say, and God said, let there be a rainbow. Okay? It's not the beginning of Parashat Bereishit in creation. They want to listen to the language. The language of the pasuk goes like this. Says God, I am going to... There it is. Pasuk Yedal. Et kashti natati be'anan. Let's just take that slowly. My keshet, my rainbow, the moment. Natati be'anan. I will put into the cloud. Everybody good? And then that will be an ot. And then vayabani anan al haaretz. And then when my cloud is there, you will see the keshet. Everybody good? I will take the keshet, the rainbow, and put it in the cloud. Says the Ramban. Hold on, I know that word keshet. Also has another meaning. What does it mean? That's the keshet. I don't want to play enough Israeli games. Like bow and arrow. Keshet is a
bow and arrow.
Hold on a second. I'm going to take my bow. Oh man, a rainbow. Okay. And I'm going to put it in the sky. Now, I just want to give another image. If I go to a good museum of Greek and Roman mythology, I want you to imagine pictures of Zeus, of gods of thunder, of war. What do they look like? You see this god with a lowercase g riding on a chariot. The heavens are roaring, the thunder and the lightning. And the clouds look like bow and arrows firing arrows. Because the heavens is going to war with humankind. So far so good? Okay, now watch for the physical demonstration. So, the image in the ancient world is the bow, the rainbow, shooting down. Says God, says the Ramban, you know the sign that the war of the heavens, of the flood is over? Says God, I'm going to take my bow and turn it upside down. Says the Ramban, right, I'm going to read this to you. Says the Ramban, what's the ot? Regilim lemala shira ki ilu menashamayim o rimbo. The normal way of viewing a bow and arrow is from up high, and they're shooting down at you. But what should what does God do? God asu be'efech mizeh. God does the opposite. Laharot shelo yarubo menashamayim. War is over. I'm putting up the white flag. I'm putting down my weapon. I'm shifting from a war position to a position of peace. V'chein derech ha-nilchamim la'afoch oto bi'adchem kach kasher yekru'u l'shalom l'mishay l'ndam. This is the way people would, when the war was over and they call for peace, right? We would say, put down your weapon, put your hands up, white flag. They would hold the bow and arrow like this. This is the rainbow. God said, I'm going to stop shooting rain from my, you know, metaphorical rainbow. So now I want you to imagine Noah. Noah is sitting there after the flood. The flood has been a disaster. There's actually never been a rainbow, either ever, or certainly not for the past year, for a very simple reason. It hasn't stopped raining. Okay, you only have a rainbow when it stops raining. And then water, and you guys all know the science. So Noah is standing there, comes out of the teva, says, thank God I'm out, gives a karbon, and God says, the war between heavens and earth, the war of the flood, my bow and arrow will stop shooting arrows, will stop shooting water down at earth. The rainbow, which hasn't happened forever or for a long time, is now a symbol of peace. Is now a symbol that the flood has ended. And Noach, you, and perhaps all of us, when we see the rainbow, it's a reminder, the flood is over, now safe to walk. Of course, Ramban says, or certainly in the world of Kabbalah, every time we see the rainbow, it's that God should have taken his arrow and had it facing towards you, towards your community, towards the world. And instead, God says, I made a promise, I'm going to stay with peace. You think about that the next time we see a rainbow. Have a good day.